had the window matter tradition and stuff, the emotions and that one. But was there some physical limitation that just had always been there, and they just said, well, one set is enough, or would there be enough of the briefs for each one of the members of the court?
There were enough briefs for all members of the court. All members of the court didn't get the briefs, excepting only in those cases in which they were expected to write.
Was this a matter of routine?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the extra copies of the briefs would simply languish in the clerk's office and ultimately would be thrown away.
The rules then required, if they do now, to be 8 copies?
I think the rules then required 9 copies, or whatever the number. But window matters were handled the same way. Window matters, we as lawyers had to furnish extra copies for distribution to the justices, but they never saw them.
Where did they come to?
Pardon?
Where did
in
they
the clerk's office. The clerk would assign the window matters on a rotating basis to the justices, and only the original would be assigned out. And the justice to whom it was assigned would make an oral report to the bench. An oral report. I got into a rather tense confrontation with Justice Carr, who was then the dean of the bench, one day when he made an oral report on a window matter, an application to leave the appeal. And I had reviewed that application on my own. I had been asking for copies of the application and been getting them. And I made the mistake of saying in the conference, Justice Carr, I think you might have overlooked the fact that, as revealed by the record, withered me his stare, silent for a moment, and then advised him that he never overlooked any material fact, and proceeded with his report while I dissented from his recommendation. Subsequently, I shared the information I had with other members of the court with whom I was communicating effectively. We decided that we would ask for copies of the window matters, all of them, and that we would divide the window matters among us. And at that time, Gene and Dean Black, Tom Kavanaugh, George Edwards, and Talbot Smith and I, the 5 of us, did just that, so that we would prepare written reports on those window matters, even if they weren't assigned to us. So all 5 of us at least had the benefit of a report on the window matters. We all had the underlying documents. We were in a much better position to make intelligent decisions on those applications than we ever had been before.
If this had not been done prior to January of 19...
That's right. And
what did you call the reports? Did you call them reports?
Windermere
in the past?
Windermere.
Yeah, but I mean, did you... If Carr had walked in and said, I understand that you are discussing this matter with other people, can I see a copy of what you...
We had no difficulty sharing the reports with others if they wanted.
Did at this time there become instituted a process, is really what I'm trying to get at.
Ultimately.
That,